Just another day as a fan of the New York Jets, Vice President Aaron Rodgers in the news today. Just got a message from a friend of mine who put it quite well. He said this is like a South Park episode about QAnon. I'm Glenn Naughton, Jet Nation Radio, JetNation.com. Be sure to log into JetNation.com where you can register and become a part of what is the most active Jets message board on the web. I can't stop laughing. I can't stop laughing about this. If you haven't heard by now, a report has been leaked that claims New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been asked to potentially, this is real, I'm not making this up if you haven't heard, Aaron Rodgers has been asked to potentially be the running mate for Robert F. Kennedy, for RFK Jr., who is apparently started a political party. He's running for office, and he's become quite close with Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers did not say no. I didn't read the whole article because I was laughing too hard, sort of in disbelief, wondering if I was dreaming. But Rodgers, the RFK has supposedly asked multiple people if they would be interested. Hasn't said, you know, officially, will you be the guy? But has approached some people and said, if I were to choose you as my running mate, what would your response be? Two people did not say, no, I will not do it. Don't know who the other one was, but Aaron Rodgers, New York Jets quarterback, was reportedly one of the two people who did not say no. Now, listen, I just said I've been laughing about it since hearing, and I get why we would laugh at it. However, putting aside whether or not that ticket would win, just the fact that Because I've heard people say, oh, well, they'll lose and Rodgers will be back. I would assume if he's going to join the ticket to be the vice president, he would be doing some campaigning, which would be taking place during football season. So I think that would be it for Aaron Rodgers. He would be moving on, I would imagine. I mean, maybe they get creative. No, you can't practice a campaign. He'd be gone. So the most, I mean, whether this happens or not, this is the most bizarre story I think ever for the Jets, just because the buildup and Rodgers is here. It's funny. The owner, operator, CEO, boss man, whatever you want to call him, founder of JetNation.com. And I talk about the forums on JetNation.com. And I always tell people, most open, like you can have, say whatever you want about the team. You can, it's one of the more, You're free to say what you like there more than most websites, more than most sports websites. But the only rule that they've had in place from day one, and it's a good rule because we've seen it on other message boards and things devolve and it gets personal and it becomes a not fun place to hang out, to virtually hang out. Not a lot to talk about politics. No politics on JetNation.com, which I love. One of my favorite rules about JetNation.com. So I messaged the founder, Phil, who, like I said, he keeps his face out of the public. He just wanted a site for the fans, and it's not about him. So I messaged Phil. I said, good luck keeping politics off the message board now, because the Jets' current quarterback, it might be a vice presidential candidate. RFK is going to look like an idiot. Listen, I won't get into my politics is I don't like politics or politicians. I don't like any of them. I think they're all bad, too divisive. And, but listen, Aaron Rodgers, let's put it this way. Some of the presidents and vice presidents, I'm not going to say names because people are going to make it like a partisan thing. Democrat, Republican, no matter what side you've come from, if I think back to like my earliest memories of politicians, I've seen a lot of elected officials throughout the years. Again, on, doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, on either side of the aisle. I've seen a lot of elected officials who were way dumber than Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is dumb. He says some things that are a little bit, you know, raise an eyebrow. What is he talking about here? But we've seen some pretty dumb people in public office. So to say, you know, he can't do that. if people way dumber than him, we'll see about that. Princess Leia, will that be... No, that the article I saw, the headline I saw said 2024. The upcoming presidential election. So, this reminds me of the time, for those Jets fans who are old enough to remember, when Al Groh was the head coach, and he left, like, nobody saw it coming. You know, he was the active head coach. They just ended the season with, you know, he lost a few games, missed the playoffs. But it was literally, it was his first year as a head coach. And then one day you log on and I see this story. Al Groh named head coach for, was it Virginia, I believe? West Virginia, Virginia. And I thought to myself, okay, I thought this is a joke. Like, there's some other coach out there named Al Groh, and Virginia hired him to be their coach, because the Jets coach wouldn't just leave after 1 year, go from the NFL to college. So I clicked the article just to read it. And as I'm reading it, I'm realizing, like, there's not a joke here. Like, I don't get the punchline. The article says it's Jets head coach Al Groh. And I was like, Jesus Christ, the head coach just walked out after 1 year. Almost as bad as Belichick. You know, Belichick, the, you know, resigning as the HC, the NYJ. I don't think I remember that. I think I'm, yeah, I was in basic training when that happened. And I remember I heard a couple of instructors talking about it. Sorry, not instructors. There's a couple of people who worked at the basin. And I'm trying to listen in because I'm supposed to be doing something else. And I hear them say, oh, yeah, that Belichick left after a couple of days. And Parcells, and I was like, what the hell is going on? Actually, no, you know what? I take that back. That was when Parcells took over. But either way, that wasn't when Belichick left. But just what a bizarre possibility. Because, again, here's the thing. He doesn't have to win for this to end his career as a Jet. If he's going to campaign, and again, this isn't in stone. I think Chris was going to join me, but he got stuck in traffic. Me, Chris, and Dylan will talk about this tomorrow night. But Chris Schubert, the way he put it was, you know, the chances of Rodgers running is, it's probably, or I wouldn't even say probably, there is a greater than 0% chance of this happening. And I think Chris is right about that. Even if there's a 5% chance, that means we got a 5% shot that Aaron Rodgers won't be the Jets quarterback in 2024. Which, if he is, I made this point a little while ago, I will be extremely upset if the offensive linemen aren't showing up on game day dressed as Secret Service agents. Because that just needs to happen. That has to be a thing. So, yeah, Princess Leia, the article said it would be 2024. I don't know. It's bizarro world. I mean, it would be the Jetsiest thing ever. Like, we've waited, for most of us, our entire fandom, we've waited for this team to have a legitimate Hall of Fame-type quarterback. Favre came in, tore the muscle, so, you know, we could count him. But now you get Rodgers, who's not here. You know, Favre was just trying to find a way to get out of town as soon as he arrived. Rodgers actually wants to be here. So we've got, for the first time in our lives in decades, a franchise Hall of Fame quarterback who wants to be a Jet, misses the first year, we all know, and then we're all getting ramped up for year two, and a politician wants him to join him on the presidential campaign trail. And Rodgers, I did watch, for those of you who missed it, it wasn't a great interview. I watched it to see if Rodgers said anything about the Jets. Rodgers did do the Joe Rogan show a few weeks ago, and RFK came up, and you could tell Rodgers had a great deal of admiration for him. And I think he said, we talk every day, which I didn't, you know, at that point I didn't say, oh, maybe he'll be a vice presidential. You know, just thought, oh, okay, I guess they have a really good relationship. And then a week or so later, the day they had the State of the Union, I saw a tweet from Rodgers tweeting out a speech that RFK did to be sent out. And it just said, like, here's a presidential speech, or this sounds like a president to me, something endorsing him, which wasn't, you know, no surprise. He'd already said he talks to him every day and he loves him. So Rodgers has been gushing about this guy for weeks now, and now we're hearing he's asked Rodgers if he would run, and Rodgers didn't say he wouldn't. So, and it's funny, you know, one of the reasons I hate politics is because you can't get a straight story from either side. When, you know, if you ask somebody about a politician, if that person isn't on their side, you're not going to get a straight answer. And already I've seen it three times already, once on the forums in Jet Nation, a couple times on Twitter. People are sending out the Aaron Rodgers quote from when he said, you know, we gotta focus on football. You know, we can't have outside stuff being a distraction. Yeah, Paul, listen, it's even the fact I'm talking about this is insane right now. And I sat on the sofa after I read the story and I thought, do I have to talk about this? This is crazy. This is craziness. And the more I thought about it, I was like, it is a story. It's relevant. It sort of changes everything if it's even a possibility. Like, if you're the Jets, as crazy as this is, are you now thinking we might have to take a quarterback at 10? Like, we don't want to, but if there's any chance at all Aaron Rodgers is going to walk away, we have to be ready for that. So is QB at 10? This is crazy. This is craziness. I forget where I was going before that because my head is spinning right now. The quote. The Aaron Rodgers quote that he said at the end of the year, we gotta clean this up. We gotta keep the non-football stuff out of the building. Get this stuff out of here. And I've seen a few people quote that out as a criticism toward Rodgers. Oh, you said we have to keep the non-football stuff out of here. But now we gotta read about you maybe running for president. Two things there. Beloved, I'm telling you, it's crazy. And Tom, listen. This kind of isn't really Aaron Rodgers' fault. Like, he's obviously has some political beliefs. Let me finish the quote on the comment on the quote first. The keep stuff out. Rodgers specifically said, when we get back here. As in, like, everyone go enjoy your offseason. Everyone go live your life. But when we get back here in this building, it needs to be about football. So, again, it's people cutting off that part of the quote to make it look like he's being a hypocrite, but he's not. Also, even if he had said that, I'm sure he wasn't anticipating a vice presidential run when he was having that when he was making those comments. I'm sure if he knew in his mind that I might be the VP next year, he may not have made those comments. Sometimes things happen in life that are unbelievably important, and from so far out of left field, there's no way you could have anticipated, planned, commented. So Aaron Rodgers, when he closed out the season, didn't know he was going to be asked to be the vice president of the United States. And he didn't say, don't anyone do anything non-football related this offseason. He said, when we get back in this building. So the irony in the fact that so much of politics nowadays is about misquoting, misrepresenting, you know, accusing, you said this, but like they didn't. And this is what's happening with Rodgers. People are trying to paint it as if he said, you know, as if he said, don't get involved in anything this offseason. It's got to be about football. Don't do anything that's not about football. But he specifically said, when we get back here, when we get in this building. I wouldn't want to be Joe Douglas right now. You're having a hard time luring free agents. We know Joe Douglas probably wanted a bunch of offensive linemen. He ended up with one. Again, it's only day one, but the top guys are gone now. Side note, Rich Cimini, heard him say a few minutes ago that he knows of three teams that are going to be in on the Mekhi Becton bidding. So there apparently will be some interest in him, in Becton from elsewhere. Will he return to the Jets? I mean, he may not want to, really. If he's got multiple offers to go elsewhere, I could see Becton just saying, no thanks. You know, things didn't work out there. And the Jets may not want him. We've talked about that. Let's see. RFK doesn't need a running mate. Needs a lobotomy. Tommy, yeah, listen, politics is divisive. People, if you're not on my team, then we can't be friends. So a lot of people are going to be upset by that. And, you know, talking about the Rodgers drama, I mean, this isn't, if it's something he believes strongly in, and, you know, despite what we may think, I know that the Jets quarterback job is important, but I would, you know, vice president's a couple notches above that. So if Aaron Rodgers has an opportunity to do something that he thinks sort of a higher calling, better opportunity to change the world and make a difference or whatever, I'm not here to say whether or not he'd be good at it. I'm just saying that I'm not surprised that he's willing to listen for that opportunity. So I don't know what the hell is going to happen. I just know that these guys, the Jets now, we say it all the time, right? Anyone who's a fan of a team, you want to be a fly in the wall all the time. I want to hear the trade talk. I want to hear the free agent talk. I want to hear the draft talk. now I want to hear the Aaron Rodgers talk. The president, like, how seriously is he considering it? And is that why? If you think back to the combine, listen, I understand due diligence, but we've all talked about how this is a must-win season for the Jets. So not a lot of time for messing around, right? That's the thought process. Like, get to work, get the guys you want. And the Jets were meeting with all the top quarterbacks in Indy. And I understand the process of information gathering. I know teams, sometimes you want to, you know, trick teams into thinking that you're interested in a guy that you're really not that interested in. You know, to try to force a trade up. But the Jets are meeting with all these quarterbacks, and now we find out a couple weeks later that Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure this didn't, you know, if Aaron Rodgers was asked, I'm sure it didn't happen today. Especially since, again, he and RFK have been very tight, according to Rodgers. So, again, I can't believe this is a conversation we're having. I'm sort of beside myself with it. One free agent addition, Leaky Fotu. Haven't watched him before today. Jet signed him, defensive tackle from Arizona. Drafted out of Utah as a fourth-round guy, I believe 112 or 114 overall. 6'5", 334, you know, a run plugger in the middle. You imagine he's going to be replacing Al Woods. Watched a little bit of Arizona. Didn't see much that jumped out at me. Just kind of there. I don't know if he's a guy who's going to see a ton of playing time. We haven't seen the terms of the deal. But the Jets do have some holes. You know, we've talked about how they have a few DTs who are free agents. So now they've added a couple of defensive tackles. No news in the last. I'll tell you, the Rodgers thing, I was so thrown off kilter by that I forgot for about 3 hours that free agency was going on. Well, maybe 2 hours, whatever it was. I went out, took a drive to the store, and, you know, was out for an hour and a bit before I realized, like, oh, God, I got to check for free agency updates. And there were none. I don't know if Joe Douglas is planning on getting a late start again tonight, but how about, let's give some credit here. I don't know how many of you have seen this. Packers fan, Kyle Fellows. Let's credit where it's due. His tweet now has 1.4 million views. I wonder how many it had yesterday or 5 hours ago. So this is a Packers fan tweeting back in April of last year, April 25th, 2023, @Packer_pundit tweets out. This is magic. This is phenomenal. Jets fans going to be big mad when Rodgers doesn't play in 2024 so he can be Robert Kennedy's running mate. Like, that's, I saw that. I was like, oh, that's got to be Photoshopped. And I searched it on Twitter. That is a legit tweet from April of last year. A Packers fan saying that Jets fans were going to be upset. That's a hell of a call. I raised my glass to that guy. So that's really kind of where we are right now, in a very weird place as Jets fans. I can't imagine that this team is going to be considering a quarterback at 10, but that is the place they could find themselves in, which is, I mean, you know, let's see. Misallocation top on. Well, listen, if Rodgers isn't there, it's not really, they're not really all in to win this year. And a quarterback is on the table. Let's see, what are the odds on a Jets Packers Super Bowl? No idea. I want to see what Super Bowl odds are after, like what happened to the Falcons after signing Cousins. That's a big signing for them. People hate on Kirk Cousins because he, you know, I get it, he doesn't win playoff games, but they also act like he's garbage. Like, he does, like, you would, if you listen to people talk about Kirk Cousins, you would think he was like a 10 touchdown, 14 interception guy every year. Puts up monster numbers, but I get it, he's got to win. But who has worked free agency better than Kirk Cousins? I feel like he was the first quarterback really that started to say, you know what, I'm going to test the market. You know, you get a lot of guys who would be coming up on free agency and then they'd sign a massive deal before they got to test the market. And Cousins was like, I'm going to go out there and see what happens. The Jets and Vikings, yep, you're $30 million a year, guaranteed, no, all guaranteed, crazy deal. But nothing nothing going on with the Jets in terms of free agency. I haven't seen anything in terms of rumors. I haven't seen any interest. And this is, again, fans are frustrated and they don't want to hear it, but this was what we had been saying on our show for quite some time. that that we were, you know, that the Jets were going to be shopping in the bargain bin. Tweet from Rich Samini just now: time for the Jets to make a move. Hashtag Douglas after dark. Yeah, well, and Samini did point out, and this is, you know, people were talking about the timing, or, you know, why did the Jets get going so late and all that. And, you know, a lot of these players, they field multiple offers. It might even be one offer. Maybe, you know, maybe a guy's looking at an offer and saying, damn it, this is my only offer. It's to go to the Jets. Do I really want to go there? I'm gonna talk to my agent, talk to my family, think it over. And it's a big decision. So maybe it's, you know, maybe a few hours pass before, you know, you're like, all right, let's make the call and tell them we're coming. And then that's when the deal gets done. It's not like the Jets are sitting at, you know, in Florham Park all day and then waiting till 8 p.m. to start calling guys. Is there really something going on at Florham Park? Nothing so far. Seems like an all-in mentality. Well, again, it's if this is – we don't know when this conversation took place with RFK and Aaron Rodgers. And we don't know if or when Aaron Rodgers made the team aware. I would imagine he would have, you know, sort of right away said, hey, just as a heads up, this might be a thing. Tell you what, though, if RFK wins the damn election, we need some legislation to forgive team salary cap space. Any team whose quarterback becomes the vice president, salary cap money gets wiped away. Because that would be absolutely nuts. Maybe Douglas is waiting on Rodgers to listen. I don't know, man. I mean, you can't rule it out, but like, I don't follow this stuff. When do people know? When do vice presidential candidates normally? I don't think anyone. I don't think anyone's got a vice president. Anyone who's running, of course, we have a vice president now, but I don't know of the candidates who aren't president. I don't think any of them have announced. When does that happen? I don't know. I don't. This stuff makes me sick, so I don't follow it that closely. Is there something going on? Maybe Douglas is waiting. Yeah, it's bizarre. It's the craziest thing I think I've ever had to cover as a Jets fan. Discuss, contemplate, whatever term you want to use. I can't believe we're having this conversation. And like I said, I was torn about whether I should even come on and talk about it. But you can't not. You can't just say, oh, well, that's silly, so we're not going to have a conversation. Let's have the conversation and let's wonder what it could mean. And if it means the Jets are in for a quarterback this year, that's bonkers, beyond bonkers. Oh, let's see. Tommy says, normally right before the convention in mid, late August. That's around training camp time. So I would hope. I put it this way. I think if the Jets take a quarterback at 10, we have a pretty good idea what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. Jesus Christ, he can't do that. He can't go off the politics, man. You got to stay in Florham Park. This is what the Jets do. I mean, I can't believe, could you imagine being, whether Woody Johnson, Joe Doug, anybody high up in the hierarchy, all the time they've spent planning for this upcoming season, and now they could lose their starting quarterback to the presidency or the vice presidency or just the presidential campaign trail, I guess we call it, right? Wild stuff. Free agency today. Other teams, some big names off the board. Still some guys out there, though. Calvin Ridley, at least last I looked a few minutes ago, Calvin Ridley still out there. And he's a guy that I was wrong. Asked Jets fans for one bold prediction a few days ago, and I said mine was that Calvin Ridley would be a Jet within 24 hours of the tampering period. That has not happened. He is still out there. Might be the best player still out there. Let's take a quick look while we're sitting here. You'll look at who's still sitting, because these guys go quick. I'm sure while I was out of the house for an hour, I'm sure a bunch of guys signed. Let's see. Here we go. Spot Rack or Spot Rack, however it's pronounced. They seem to have a pretty good list. Yeah, so let's go from all statuses to available. So here are all available free agents. And the top available still out there, Ryan Tannehill, who I thought would have been a nice option as a QB2. David Bakhtiari, listen, he might be getting a cabinet position in the Aaron Rodgers White House. So I'm not sure if Bakhtiari is actually a free agent. Who else we got? Jamal Adams. How do we feel about that, Jets fans? Jets need a safety. Jamal Adams sitting out there. This saturated safety market, you might get him for $2 million. I don't want that guy. Do not want that guy. Danielle Hunter is showing on here, but I saw a tweet earlier that he went to the Texans, so no longer available. So if they're wrong about that, I apologize if I hit on any that are wrong. Justin Simmons still out there, safety. That would make sense for the Jets. Again, that is a need there. Do not want OBJ on this team. Lakin Tomlinson, wildly enough, I was listening to a pod on my drive just now. And they said Lakin Tomlinson might be the best guard still on the market. I would say Zietler, but he's 34. So, you know, obviously there's going to be some concerns there with age. Charles Leno, let go by the Redskins, left tackle, 32 years old. Could be, I wouldn't mind bringing a guy like that in just to have a proven veteran as you enter the draft and not feel as much pressure to make a move. Someone said to me the other day the Jets should go after Fletcher Cox again. They went after him last year. He retired. I believe yesterday he announced that he was going to be retiring. So, like I said, Zietler's still out there. Kevin Zietler, Baltimore Ravens. The one knock, the one concern is the 34 years old. Connor Williams. Now, look, that I wouldn't mind. Interior, I'm sure he can play guard if you needed him to. Or you move Tippmann to, you move Tippmann to guard if you have to. Because it looks pretty clear that AVT is going to right tackle. By signing a left guard. I mean, it really, if Elijah Vera Tucker was going to move back to left guard, was going to move back to guard, you would imagine it would have been on the left side because that's his strongest position. So why move him back to guard and put him at right guard? That would make no sense. So going out and signing a left guard kind of tells me, and that's another thing we discussed on the show weeks ago when we looked and saw what the free agent market looked like. Myself, Chris, and Dylan, we kind of said, okay, this is a thing where Elijah Vera Tucker he can play guard, he can play tackle, and the free agent market is really deep at guard, not deep at all at tackle. So it would make more sense to try to go out and sign one or two guards and then move him. And then move him to tackle. So I think that's what we're going to see happen with, especially with Simpson coming on board. Watched a little bit more of him today. John Simpson, the left guard that they did sign from Baltimore. Good player, you know, good, not great. Talked about him last night too, but watched a little bit more since then. Like I said, really, I think he does a really nice job picking up stunts. Doesn't get fooled there the way we've seen a lot of Jets linemen get sort of beaten badly in recent years. He does hold up in pass pro. He loses to the bull rush sometimes. He did allow, I think it was 31 pressures last year, so he will let guys get near the quarterback. And as we've discussed, Lamar Jackson is a guy who's going to sort of, you know, you can give up 30-plus pressures and only one of them is a sack when Lamar Jackson is your quarterback. So we'll see. I would expect to see his sacks allowed numbers to tick upward next season with whoever is playing quarterback. And just taking a look at some of the other names out there. Andrus Peat, don't love that idea at guard. Not a huge fan. Tyler Boyd is a guy who maybe you go get him. If you want edge depth, Yannick Ngakoue, how was he only 28? I was sure he was like 33. It feels like he's a free agent every year for the last 5 years, and somebody will sign him, and he will play well. And that's just kind of what he does. Let's see, what did he do last year? Okay, last year only 4 sacks. But the previous year, he was on the market forever, got 9.5 sacks. In Indy, he had 10 sacks the year before that with the Raiders. He had 8 sacks the year before that with the Ravens. He had 8 sacks the year before that with the Jaguars. So, yeah, 8, 8, 10, 9.5 from 2019 to 2022. And then last year, we saw that dip to 4. So has he lost a step? Finally. Again, but as a depth piece, as a rotational edge rusher, having lost Bryce Huff, I wouldn't have any problem bringing in a guy like Ngakoue and take a look at him. And those are the names that jump out at me right now. I'm sure if we comb through and look at every single guy, there would be a few. Jordan Lewis, I've always been a big fan. I've loved him out of Michigan. Hasn't been quite as good as a pro as I thought, but he's had a solid career. He could be a nice depth piece. Hey, Mecole Hardman's a free agent. So we'll wrap this one up. Vice President Aaron Rodgers? Joe just asked, is Rodgers really going to retire? That's what we don't know, Joe. All we know right now is that what is being reported, which is that Rodgers has been offered or has been asked if he would be willing to be RFK's running mate to be vice president, and Rodgers did not say no. So that means, as I said, Chris Schubert put it well, there is a greater than 0% chance it happens, which in of itself is absolutely insane, that the Jets might lose their quarterback to a presidential race. Never a dull moment. Going to wrap this one up for now. If we see some moves later tonight, I'm planning on staying up again till maybe not till 6 a.m. again, but I'm going to stay up as late as I can. And if there's any noteworthy additions that are worth discussing, we'll hop back on, and you guys hopefully hop back on and go back and forth a little bit. Have a good one, Jets fans. And who the hell knows where this goes from here?